Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Lum left for the county seat yesterday to establish proof of Grandpappy Spears' ownership of the spring, Mr. Webster dropped in to see Abner and presented him with a warrant for arrest to be served upon Lum on a charge of embezzlement. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store waiting for Lum to return and faced with the unpleasant task of serving the warrant. Cedric is just entering.
Oh, howdy, Cedric.
Good day.
No, because I'm glad it's you. For a minute, I'd have feared you's long.
No, Mom, I'm Cedric. Mr. Lum's older than me, don't you know? He's got a mustache.
Yeah, I know what he looks like, Cedric, but I just never seen it was you till you got inside.
Mm.
Besides, I'm so nervous and jumpy today, I can't see straight no way.
Well, what's the matter? You got the insomnias again?
I got the insomnias and the outsomnias and everything else. Yeah.
Bet you can't go to sleep, neither.
Yeah, I know I'm going to feel a heap worse so when Lum gets here.
Why, are you mad at him again?
No, I ain't mad at him, Cedric, but I've got something to tell him, and I don't know how in the world I'm ever going to bring myself to do it.
Well, what are you going to tell him?
Well, it ain't nothing, Cedric, hardly. You didn't see the mail hack coming when he was out in the street just now, did you?
No, Mom. You expecting to get a package in the mail or something?
I'm expecting Lum. He went into the county seat yesterday to take care of some business there, and he didn't make it back last night, so he'll more than likely be getting in this morning.
Yeah, more than likely.
Doggett, I just hope that mail hack's late today. I ain't even studied up a way to bring up the subject yet.
What subject?
Subject of arresting Lum. Bad blame it all.
Arresting Mr. Lum?
I weren't aiming on telling you that, Cedric. Now, I don't want you to tell nobody else, neither.
No, Mom. What are you arresting him for? What's he done wrong now?
Well, you wouldn't understand it, Cedric. It's something called embezzlement.
Oh, embezzlement.
Yeah.
Boy, that does sound bad.
Well, it ain't good, I'll tell you that.
What is it anyway, Mr. Abner? I don't even know what a bezel is.
Well, it's hard to explain, Cedric. Besides, I just ain't no condition to explain nothing today. This is the worst one thing I've ever been faced with in my whole life. I'd rather walk right into a cage full of wild hippopotamuses than to serve that warrant.
Ooh. Is that anything like a bezel?
Cedric, don't even talk about it. You don't realize what a terrible thing this is I got to do, Cedric. Why, he'll more than likely go to the penitentiary for this.
Penitentiary? Oh, my goodness sakes.
Doggett, here Lum's been my best friend for 30-odd years, and now I got to be the one to do this awful thing to him.
Arrest him, you mean?
Cedric, don't use that awful word.
Oh, excuse me.
Every time I hear a car go by, I think it's a mail hack. Ain't even got enough nerve to look out in the street and see.
Well, you can look out there now, because it's there. See it? Yonder,
oh, my
down.
Goodness. Is Lum in it?
Can't tell yet. It's stopping across the street there in front of Dick Huddleston's store.
Oh, I hope Lum ain't there. I hope he missed it.
Well, he's there all right. I can see him now. He's getting out and he's heading over this way. See, he's got a mustache like I told you.
Oh, me. I'd give anything in the world if I didn't have to go through with this. Cedric, maybe you better leave.
Well?
I believe I'd rather be alone when I tell him. You understand, don't you, Cedric?
You mean you don't want me here?
Well, that's sort of the idea, yeah. Why don't you just slip out the back way there? Go on now, Cedric.
All right. I'd love to stay and listen.
Yeah, well, you can come over later. And don't go telling anybody about this neither, Cedric. They'll find out about it quick enough.
No, Mom, I won't tell nobody. So long.
So long. Always, I wish something would happen. And, oh, my.
Well, howdy, Admiral, old boy. It's sure good to be back again.
Howdy, Lum.
Yes, sir. I've always said the best part of going away summers is getting back home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. I've always said that.
No, I reckon not.
Yes, sir, it's sure good to get back. Couldn't even find a place to sleep last night. Final had to sleep on a bench in the depot there.
Was the hotel crowded?
Oh, yeah. Little old youngins laying around on their deep old benches sleeping and crying.
Huh.
Yeah, hotels feel clean up. Had a convention in town. The Polk County Post-War Planners or something like that.
Well, I thought you weren't aiming on spending the night there.
Well, I wasn't, but I missed the milk truck, so I couldn't get back.
Oh.
Yeah, Granny, it's good to be back. Let me sit down in my rocker there. Granny's, I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Yeah, you do look a little tired, all right.
Hey, this feels good. You know, I believe I'd just as soon spend the rest of my life sitting right here. I don't never want to go no place again.
You don't, huh?
No, sir. Well, anything happened while I was gone? Anything new?
Well, there was sort of... I can't think of nothing right offhand, Lon.
You know, we ought to get hold of Grandpappy Spears right away and tell him the good news.
Good news?
Yeah, about him being the rightful owner of his spring again. I got the papers now to prove it.
Oh.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? You act like you're in a daze or something.
I do, huh?
Ain't you feeling well?
Oh, I feel all right. Feel fine, I think.
Sure don't act it.
I'm all right. Honest, I am, Lon. It's just my glasses that makes me look that way, I reckon. Or they get me some new ones.
Well, I wished I'd have known that. I could have bought you some yesterday. Went right by the dime store there at the county seat.
Yeah, it would have been nice. I reckon I ought to have thought of it.
Yeah, fella oughtn't to neglect his eyes. Next time I go in there, I'll pick you up a pair. I'll even get you some of them 39-cent ones.
Mom, I wish you wouldn't be so good to me.
Sure, I ain't being good to you.
Yes, you are, too.
Even if I was, it ain't no more than right. You're my friend. Fact is, me and you are the best friends one another's got, ain't we?
Yeah, sure we're. That's the trouble, too.
Trouble? What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, Mom, there's something... Dadgum it all.
Are you trying to tell me something, Abner?
Well, yeah. No.
Well, what is it? Yes or no?
I believe it's no. I thought I had something to tell you, but I can't recollect it now, hardly.
Granny, you are acting cuter, Abner. Sure there ain't nothing wrong with you.
Well, maybe that's it. I might be just having one of my spells again, I think.
Well, maybe you better run on home and lay down for a while, Abner. I can take over here at the store now.
No, I'll be all right. I'm feeling better now, I reckon.
Maybe you need some fresh air.
Maybe.
Wait a minute, I'll tell you. Why don't you take these papers I got at the county courthouse and go out to Grandpap's place and surprise him?
Well, if you think I ought to, all right. But first, there's something...
Wait a minute. I believe I'd rather have you wait till I can go along, Abner. I want to see old Grandpap's face when he finds out he's got his spring bag. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Well, I know he'll just be so tickled he won't be able to talk. He'll admire you so much he'll just burst.
Oh, peace, boys.
Right now, him and Aunt Charity thinks you're the most wonderfulest human being that ever drawed breath for getting that farm from him.
Riddle-prattle. Anybody would have did that for a friend. You'd do the same thing for me. I know you would.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course, Lum, sometimes, you know, there's... some things a feller has to do even though somebody is his friend.
Just what do you mean?
Mama, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, let's say now that there's two fellers, friends, true friends. Maybe even partners in business of some kind.
Like me and you.
Go
ahead, we got two fellers. Now, what about them? What's your question?
Well, let's say that one of them is sort of, he's a sort of a constable.
Sort of a constable?
Yeah, and the other has did something wrong. Now, he never aimed on doing nothing wrong. Fact says he just done what he done to help out somebody else, let's say.
Well, what did he do that was wrong?
Well, could be most anything, I reckon. Broke some little old law, like, say, old embezzlement, maybe, or...
Embezzlement? That's a serious charge.
It is, huh?
Oh, sure. A man can get thrown right square in the penitentiary for that.
He can, huh?
Well, you bet your life he can.
Oh. Well, anyway, if his friend, now, the one that was the constable sorter, if he was supposed to saw the warrant for his friend's arrest on him, why? Well, what ought he to do about it, Lon?
There's only one thing for him to do. Serve the warrant. Natural.
Huh?
Of course, I admit it'd be a hard job to do, but a feller working for the law has got to do his duty.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured you'd answer.
Well, what other answer could you give in a case like that?
None, I don't reckon.
Of course not.
Well, Lom, I've got something to tell you.
Huh? Well, I thought you sort of had something on your mind. What is it?
Well, now, this ain't none of my doings, Lom.
Well, for goodness sakes, what is all this anyway?
Well, Dogus, maybe I do need some fresh air after all. I don't feel pretty good.
Well, you sure don't look your level best, I'll say that. Is there anything I can do for you?
No, I'll just go outside for a while. I'll maybe go on home.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And Lom, there's a sort of a paper sitting there next to the cash drawer. You might sort of glance at it if your mind's due after I'm gone.
Oh, is it something for me?
Well, yeah, but don't read it yet now. Wait till I'm gone.
Well, all right, if that'll make you happy. Just take care of yourself, Abner, and if you ain't feel no better tomorrow, don't come down to the store.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll see you later.
Yeah, you bet. So long. I never saw Abner acting so peculiar before. Hope it ain't nothing serious. Thinking what this paper's all about, anyway. By order of the courts of Polk County, State of Arkansas, Lum Edwards is hereby placed under arrest on the charge of embezzling public funds. Well, I do know. So that was what was eating on. Oh, bless his little ass.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.